The book is widely known and it's a standard work and it's a must for all pediatric neurologists or pediatric neurologists in training. Why was it so important to transform the content of this book to a web-based course?
Well, it's a new and important way of learning. It's become, you know, much more feasible, obviously, with all the developments in new media. And I think that different readers or users will prefer the different formats. And I think that they also complement each other. So you may find it handy to have a book that the content of which is also the content of an online course that you've completed. You know, maybe I should just point out a couple of things. So the first is that this is not really my book. I took a major role in editing it, but the first edition had 34 authors, and we must be over the 40 author mark for the present one. So there's a huge amount of expertise and also clinical know-how that has been sort of poured into this book. And I'm very pleased with the result. The second thing is that the online course is something that's been developed very much together with the European Paediatric Neurology Society. You, Corianne, have been leading on this. So perhaps I should ask you some questions about the course. Who do you think the course is well suited to, and how did you decide what to include in each course?
PPNS thinks that not only young people need teaching, but that there is a role for continuous teaching. So the web-based course would be very suitable for trainees in pediatric neurology or pediatric neurologists who are starting to find their way in the field, but also for more senior colleagues who want to refresh their knowledge or who are working in a very very small field of pediatric neurology, for example, neuromuscular clinics or epileptology, who want to refresh their general knowledge. And I think following such a course together in a pediatric neurology department is a very good basis for discussion about pediatric neurology in general, especially because in each module, there are three or four reflective activities in which you are asked to reflect on the, for example, on the situation in a certain topic or field or in your own department or in your own country. So I think this will stimulate discussions between pediatric neurologists and trainees and whoever is working or interested in pediatric neurology in centers. So this, I think this might be very stimulating for also renewal, because the situation is never perfect in a country and in all aspects. So there will be aspects which needs renewal or will need action.
Right, and when you talk about pediatric neurology, I guess different countries use slightly different labels, but you're really just talking about any doctor who's involved in assessing and managing neurological problems in a fairly broad sense in children.
I think it could be pediatric neurologists, but of course also there are also neurologists or pediatricians in general who take care of children with pediatric neurological problems. So they really may be interested in following modules or the whole course. I think it would be very good if they their level of knowledge and basic knowledge is ameliorated. So that's also one of the nice things of this this web-based course. Yes, certainly. And maybe because the reflective activities can be noted down in the workbook, you know, one could have the illusion that at the end of the course, you have any participant of the course will have a workbook with the all the reflective activities and actions to be taken listed. So it will turn into an agenda for actions to be taken to ameliorate local or national pediatric neurology care. So that would be one of the other purposes of the of good things about the course. I noticed also that there are feedback forms in the course. Do you welcome feedback on the course, and what would you do with it?
We certainly welcome feedback. I think it's very important, and it's going to be a sort of dynamic course. It's not set in concrete, and it will change over time, and we'll certainly be responsive to feedback, both in terms of content that people would like to see added, and also perhaps in some of the sort of methods or in which people can move from doing the course to making a positive change in their practice, and different ways of, as you say, creating their own personal agendas and making it relevant to them, their patients, their families, I mean the families of their patients, and I think that's potentially a big advantage of the online course.
The web-based courses will really have an advantage over just reading the book. The book is nice to look up certain topics, but really learning is ameliorated when you follow the course. You know, what are the what are the best things you learned from such a course in comparison to the book?
Well, I think the course should perhaps push you to ask yourself more questions about the material in the module, because you've got the reflective activities, which essentially ask you to consider how the material applies to your situation. So, and then you're also in a good position with, for example, some of the hyperlinks in there to do some further reading based on those issues, asking yourself those questions about how it applies to your practice. So, for example, if you're wondering about how to interpret a genetic report and what is it that you will or find out and what is it that you might miss from a certain kind of genetic investigation, rather than just assuming that you've done the genetic test, therefore if there's a genetic issue you'll have addressed it, because that is very much not the case. That would be one kind of example. Or if you've got a child with a suspected stroke and you're wondering about the signal changes at different times in relation to the event, you'll find it's all in there, tabulated and laid out very clearly in the relevant chapter. Or if you're wondering about whether a lumbar puncture is absolutely necessary, whether or not there's a contraindication to lumbar puncture in a child with a fever in front of you, then you'll find, firstly, that the material in the modules is very relevant, and secondly, that both the questions at the end of the chapter and also the reflective questions within the chapter will help you to, and to some extent, push you to think it through and how it applies to your practice. So I think it certainly does add something very substantial to simply reading the book.
But really reinforces learning, you know, your pediatric neurology.